I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
We're gonna leave that bit in when he claps.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the audience know that they've just clapped.
Well, they will if we leave it in.
Yeah, but what if we leave in? So the beginning of our podcast, the listeners listen onto the podcast, and there's suddenly a clap at the beginning, and we're gonna leave that bit in. We're not gonna edit it out.
It's like canned laughter, canned clap.
A lot of your laughter is
sounds,
canned.
Sounds pretty dodgy, actually.
Canned. Is that?
No one wants canned clap. Sorry.
The clap is chlamydia, if you didn't know that. That's what he's referring to.
No, I think that the clap is something else.
No, the clap. If you talk about clap, oh, I got the clap, that's chlamydia.
I don't think so, but you're the expert.
No, I'm not the expert in it. It is true. That's what chlamydia is.
It's called. I don't know. You would know. I'm not sure.
I wouldn't know that. I'm just saying that, going back to your tinned laughter, what do you say?
Canned clap.
No, you said canned laughter.
Yeah.
Does that mean that's what you always have where no one's laughing, you go, oh, it's just canned. Is that what you mean by it?
No, canned laughter is like a TV term for placing laughter audio files over video files where there is...
You nerd. It's where they put this in the transfer. Yeah. It's wicked, mate.
Thank you. Just giving a bit of technical explanation.
Hello everyone, welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate and sordid details of our lives, and today
sometimes we just talk about it.
yeah, so most of the time we just talk.
We don't always just read it.
we never read anything in this. We just
sometimes
talk.
Yeah, you can't even read.
Well, today I actually have a bit of a problem that I can't read, and also I think it's because I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah, you should be.
Why should I be nervous?
Because
what?
Elle has something she needs to tell you.
You do?
Do I?
Well, yes, you did. You just told me earlier. You said you got some big news for Jamie.
Did I?
She doesn't understand sarcasm because she's French. That's why she doesn't get it.
No, I just have my own kind of sarcasm.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to intro you first. Hello, Eloise Agostinelli. Woo! How do you do that? How do you do that at the beginning?
Thanks, guys.
Do you know how you do it? You have canned claps.
What? No, no. I mean, how do you announce someone like that? It's very... Everyone normally says... So if I was going to announce you...
So give it up for Elle Agostinelli.
There we Woo. Go.
Oh, that's my bad then. Give it up for Eloise Agostinelli!
That's yeah. way too yeah, loud.
But I've already done it, so then it's just like overkill.
It's not overkill. Okay, fine. Elle.
Which one did you prefer?
Francis.
Yeah.
You prefer Francis? Mm. Okay, well, everyone...
Not the
because
only one.
I prefer my nickname than my actual name. You said Elle and you said Eloise.
Yeah, but that's your full name.
True.
Okay, everyone, all of our listeners, I'm very excited today because my girlfriend is on the podcast. Yes, she's not my beard.
Your beard?
Yeah, you're not my beard.
You can't even grow a beard.
No, but you're not. You know what a beard is?
No.
You don't know what a beard
no,
is?
No, I know what a normal beard is.
So someone came up to you and said, oh, this is my beard.
Basically, it's a technical term used in the gay community for a fake girlfriend yeah. to make someone look...
Yeah. Am I your fake girlfriend?
No, you're not my fake girlfriend. I
God, he's digging himself a hole.
Yeah.
Not digging myself a hole. I thought it would be a funny joke.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Except it's funny. It's not funny because it's true.
You're not my beard, are you?
How would she know?
Well, because we'd obviously...
Yeah.
Well, do you not? Surely if you
maybe have... that's the announcement.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm your beard.
Is that well, ladies and gentlemen, private parts listeners, Elle Agostinelli is Jamie's beard.
No, she's not my beard. She's my very beautiful, very charismatic, very fun, very intelligent, four-speaking-languaged girlfriend.
Four-speaking-languaged?
Wait,
yeah, you speak four languages.
Spanish, French, English, and I can understand Italian.
And you can speak a little bit of Russian.
Can I?
Just say you
He's
can.
Confusing you with another beard of his.
No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry, my Russian beard. Yeah.
You can have multiple beards.
Yeah, multiple bilingual beards.
Different friendship groups, different beards.
Baby, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Why are you nervous?
There's nothing to be nervous about.
Yeah, until Francis started touching you under the table.
Then
Why would you
He's
let that happen?
He's got his own girlfriend.
Why would I let that happen? I try and stop it every time.
Francis, when's your girlfriend coming on?
She will be on soon, one day.
Well, when?
Well, when her game comes out.
She's a character in a game, and so does Francis have no, when the new version comes
we'll
out?
We'll play gonna, it. We'll gonna, play it live on private.
No, she's
podcast.
Starring in a game.
Which yeah, yeah. We know. I can't she's Zelda.
No, she's not Zelda.
Francis is going out with Zelda.
Zelda, is that not a boy? No, that's hey. Link or whatever. I don't know.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what Zelda is?
No.
Zelda was
a bit
like
before your time, I think.
No.
Oh, good joke.
I wasn't joking.
Yeah. I don't think Zelda was before your time. I think Zelda was
90s.
Was it the 90s?
I was born in 98.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Wait, actually going on that, Kale, so you were born in 1998, which
yeah.
you went on that was when France was in the World Cup final with Brazil.
Yeah.
You remember it well?
No, you obviously not, no.
You don't remember. I was
8.
You were 10.
You were not 8, you were 10, Francis.
I was 10, yeah.
Yeah, both of you were.
I was 10 years old.
10 years old, ten. My 10th year was a good year for me, I remember.
When you were born, I was buying a condom on the ferry going over to Normandy on
at
a school trip. On a school trip, yeah, that's what I was doing.
I've never heard of 10-year-olds buying condoms.
Well, I bought it from the condom machine.
He wasn't that sort of cute.
He was already
sweet
obsessed
10-year-old.
At that age. Already obsessed.
Yeah. No, it just
started young.
Yeah.
No. That's what I was doing. And then what were you doing when you were 10 years old?
I mean,
what do you mean? What was she doing?
Well, you were at school in
definitely
Paris.
Definitely not buying
I was in
condoms.
School in Paris, not buying condoms.
You were at school in Paris. I was at university.
20, yeah.
I was 20.
Leeds, right?
I was at Leeds. Yeah, mm-hmm. That is very true.
See, I remember.
We know a lot of things about each other.
Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it? You guys probably...
He thinks I can speak Russian.
So. Yeah, clearly not that much.
But this is the funny thing about relationships. So Elle and I have been going out now. How long have we been going out for?
I don't know. How long have you been
Well, no, let's not...
Yeah, that's, you should be answering yeah. that question.
Well, from my knowledge, we've been going out...
My knowledge?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you not have it recorded?
The only thing is, I don't think we
In
have
your
our
diary?
I don't think we have our date recorded of what day we went out.
No, I just know you were playing baseball and you were like, if I score that or if I make that game,
If I win this game,
then I will ask you to be my girlfriend.
Is that what I said?
Well, that's
what
just
a
so
weird
romantic.
Thing to say.
That's just the most romantic thing I've ever.
Wait
been
till
through.
I ask you to marry you. Then if I win at Mario Kart, you are. I'm gonna marry you right now. Is that what I did?
Yeah, you know that's what you did.
I can't remember doing
Where
that.
Where were you playing baseball? Great.
So I do this thing. So I have a PlayStation that I.
Oh, you were actually playing PlayStation. Baseball, not real baseball.
I was playing a baseball game.
I thought it was like I'd imagined
it. That's too much effort.
I'd imagined you like about to go out to bat, and you're like, if I hit this home run, baby,
that would have been romantic.
You're gonna be my. You're gonna be mine.
Why are you putting American?
I love that.
Because
baseball.
Hey, baby, if I
from the middle of the mound as I'm walking out with all my gear on and going like, hey, baby, this one's for you. If I win the game and hit a home run, I'm gonna sweep your feet and marry you.
That would have been cool.
Yeah,
but you were playing baseball.
Like I was sitting on the couch, bored, waiting for him to be done.
Oh, what? And you were trying to speak to him, and he was like, "No, come on, not now. Look, if I win this game, you will be my girlfriend."
Yeah, shut up. Just let me win, and then you'll be my girlfriend.
But I don't think anyone realizes this. Great. Elle and I, we did. We spent Valentine's Day together, and I think we've had the quickest.
No one realizes
we've had the quickest because we've actually broken up in the past because we had the quickest relationship ever recorded.
No.
Well, why don't you explain it? What happened?
So we had been seeing each other for how long now?
So we'd probably been seeing each other for...
A month?
January, yeah, for about a month.
About a month. And you took me to dinner for Valentine's Day.
Correct.
Sweet.
Player.
Yeah. And you asked me to be your girlfriend and I was not ready.
What, on the first date?
And I won't expand, but he definitely wasn't ready either.
What, on the first date?
No, this was Valentine's Day, so a month.
All right.
After we first met.
Hey man, it was Valentine's Day. I was like, I'm going to be romantic. I'm going to ask her out. And I asked her out and she wasn't ready for an hour.
Like a child.
It wasn't like a child.
You asked me to
do you sometimes
what
get...
What are you doing with your hands?
That's what you were doing, I remember.
Yeah, he does that
like
with his hands,
with
doesn't
your hands.
I look like some creepy man. He's like
you are
like...
a creepy man from time to time.
Oh, he's not some creepy man. I said to Elle, I said, look, it's Valentine's Day. I would love you to be my girlfriend. And... She said yes. And so we were then like, right, we're boyfriend, girlfriend. And then about an hour later, she said, I don't think we're ready for this. And
we went, definitely weren't.
No,
Once again, I'm not going to expand, but you know we definitely were not ready.
I agree. We were not ready for it. And she...
It's very unlike you to rush into things.
Yeah. And she said, we're not ready for it. So she broke up with me after an hour.
That's not breaking up.
Is it not breaking up?
No.
You broke my heart an hour.
Aww.
Oh. But you, Elle, so the funny thing about you, well, it's not the funny thing, but the interesting thing about you is that you grew up in Paris your entire life, didn't
Paris?
You? So Paris?
Paris.
So Francis also claims he's French.
Well, I'm half French. Well,
can
actually French
it?
Mauritian. I used to be much better than I am now.
Well, let's
I
lived and speak
I
lived, now.
Tu veux pas français maintenant?
Oh, good accent.
Hang on a minute. Let's play a little...
Bravo, Francis.
Ah,
I think Francis
beaucoup.
Is
merci
François
beaucoup.
In French, no?
Non, Francis.
Francis.
Okay, so a little backstory on Eloise. She grew up in Paris, in France, all the way until she was the age of 11?
No.
12?
No.
13?
Yep.
There we go, got there in the end. until she
Where
was
in
30.
Paris?
In the 16th.
Okay, I lived outside in Fontainebleau.
Yeah, that's not Paris.
No, well, it's outside of Paris.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't say I lived in the center of Paris.
But she grew up, so she, you know, she spoke, French her entire life. And I thought we'd play like a little game because if Francis thinks that he can speak French, I think that I'm pretty good at understanding French.
Yeah, you are.
There we go.
Because when I get angry at you, I speak French.
When she gets angry, she speaks French. She goes, like, arrête, Jamie, arrête de boire.
That sounds to you.
Oh, it was your
Russian.
Brother, but it was the same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, so if you speak a sentence to me, and I reckon I'll get it right, and then you have to do one to Francis, completely different, and I will get mine right, and I reckon Francis will get his wrong.
So I say...
Say anything you want in French to me.
Okay.
Wait, hold on, just let me just get into my French zone. Hold on.
What are you trying to, like, compete with me at French?
Yeah.
When he's not even French.
Okay, go on, yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
Ooh, ready?
No, hold on. I'm just...
Usually people who can speak a language don't need to get into the zone. Yeah. It just kind of happens naturally.
D'accord. Oeuf, bateau, bibliothèque, boulangerie, voiture. Oh, bonjour, ça va? Habite à Londres. I'm ready. Let's go.
Jamie, es-tu excité pour de commencer ta tournée à la fin d'août?
When are you going to start doing your tour?
No, close.
No, close. Are you excited about doing your tour in autumn?
I left out a little bit of thing. Okay, do another one, quickly. Do another one. Anything, say anything.
Tu bois de l'eau?
Am I bloated?
Do you drink water?
Are you serious? Is that what it was?
Tu bois de l'eau? What else? I don't know what else.
Okay, so say something to Francis. Okay, Francis, cover your ears, and I'll say... Okay,
I'll tell you what you should...
My ears, I've got headphones on.
Okay, I'll tell you what you should say to Francis, all right? Okay. And you have to repeat it in French. So, okay. Francis, take off your headphones for a second. Here we go. And cover it here, babe. So this way you can hear what it says in the headphones. Say to him, okay? Say to him, hey, Francis, I really like gingers. Okay, say to that in French. Here we go. So in French, ready? On three. One, two, three.
Francis, j'aime beaucoup les roux.
Okay.
Yeah, what was that?
She likes... What? Les roux? Well, they're... Well, what the fuck is rue?
There's rue and roux.
Rue.
Roux. R-O-U-X.
Oh, the... Well, I forgot what rue.
Oh, yes.
Look at your head.
Oh, the red, yeah.
No.
The ginger.
Yeah!
Yeah. But I didn't know. I thought... Because there's le roux restaurant.
No, that's...
Yeah, but what is that what it means? So the ginger...
No, I don't think so.
No.
How's it spelt?
R-O-U-X.
Oh, then yeah.
But El, so this is the interesting...
Ginger.
Wait, so hang on. So El, so you grew up, so fine, you grew up in Paris, okay? And then you moved to London when you were 13 years old to what? To go to a girls' school?
To a girls' boarding school.
And why did your parents or yourself, why did you decide to come to a girls' boarding
school? Being too naughty.
I didn't, no. Being naughty.
Being naughty, no.
No, that's the whole point of going to non-girls' schools, that you can't really...
No,
much.
Were you being naughty? And then
no, but I did. I wasn't concentrating much at school.
Oh, really?
And so what? They took you over here, but you couldn't speak any English. So then
no, I could.
You couldn't speak.
What do you mean?
No, but the whole point was what happened was is that you understood English very well.
No, I understood English, but just because French was my first language, I decided not to speak it on a day-to-day basis. And so my father, who's American, would speak English to me and I'd respond in French.
That's similar to me in that when I was living in Fontainebleau, and my father's French, so
which
I
spoke, is just outside Paris.
Which is just outside Paris, yeah. and in school I only spoke French. But then when I was at home, I only spoke English. So my French when I was living there was great. But then when I came back and moved back to the States and stuff, I only spoke English. So I lost.
Because you weren't used to.
Because I wasn't using my French. Because I wasn't using it. But I understand pretty much 100% apart from roux, basically.
But the interesting. But also you went to this girls' school. And it was a girls' boarding school, a private school in London, which actually my
Ascot.
Yeah, in Ascot, which actually my sister went to.
Samaritans.
No, it was Heathfield. But you had a pretty tricky time. I think this will relate to a lot of listeners who listen to this, because you had a pretty tricky time there.
I did.
So because you arrived there, you were this new kid, you were a
French
girl, you weren't there from the beginning, and people were pretty mean to you, weren't they?
Yeah, they just didn't really accept me, because I was so different, and we liked different things, and...
And it's one of the I've never
I got
had
bullied that. Pretty bad.
I know. Oh. It was one of the. It made me really upset.
Yeah, when I told him the story, got really upset.
It makes me so.
He got so angry. He's like, I want to punch them. Give me their name.
I want to go and find those girls and punch them in the head. Yeah, but because they used to like cut up your clothes and things like that. Didn't
No, that's what someone else did to my friend. But they used to. What I mean, I've told you many stories.
But they used to. They were like super mean to you and things like that, weren't
girls,
they?
Girls are very mean at
and
girls
very
schools.
Competitive.
Yeah.
And I'd always like. I remember at socials, they would never include me when they'd get into little groups with guys
because so
they were scared that you know, some guy would like me. So I'd find myself.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, so they were jealous.
Like,
so they were jealous of you.
And now I see them, I'll bump into them, and they're super sweet to me.
Oh, really?
But I still.
But then
I
you used to have
a grudge, which I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, but no, it's so true. But then also, you had things like you used to have your hair like slicked back.
Yeah, before the whole like Bella Hadid, Gigi Hadid stage, which you probably know a lot about.
Of course, yeah. don't say any more. I'm with you.
My hair is really straight and it'd just be easier to wear it up.
Like a ballerina.
I did ballet for 10 years. And they used to go like, your hair is so greasy. And, you know, it's disgusting because they used to have really thick, you know, long.
They used to like have the comb over.
Yeah.
Brushing it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they used to say it's so greasy.
Now it's super like in, but
No, so you were ahead of your time, is what you're saying.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, all right. Well,
so that's it. So did you really not like school? Did you like school?
I liked school. I didn't enjoy the boarding school I was in because I didn't enjoy the teachers. Actually, your sister told me she had the same experience as me.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's tricky though. Girls' schools, especially all girls' schools, right? So it's, all girls' schools can be really tricky to go into because especially for some reason, and I think this is, I'm allowed to say this, girls' schools are a little bit bitchy.
So bitchy.
But for guys' schools, are like a guy's more, if you go to like a boys' school, they normally just get in a fight. You know, what we did for fun.
Boys' school is a bit more like prison, I think, probably.
No, like I'd in terms say of girls' schoolers.
No, because boys, well, there'll be a fight and then it'll move on. People will move on and there'll be kind of a new established kind of like...
Oh, prison
hierarchy.
In that sense.
Yeah.
We used to... What did you used to do for fun at school? What was like the things you used to do for
like,
fun?
At every... like. Last term, we used to go and just the school up.
Oh, I was gonna say something else. And just go and just fuck round the school. Yeah. Every end of year, we used to go and have sex with all the teachers.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Is that what you used to do? You used to go and like mess everything up?
So great.
Cool. At boys' schools, you do...
I remember our principal did an interview one day about how she hated Miley Cyrus.
Really?
I'll try and find the video. It's not the same principal now, but she...
Because Miley was a bit wild back then.
Yeah, it was the time where she got naked with Robin Thicke on stage.
And then obviously everyone from Heathfield, all the girls were like, that's what I should be doing with Robin Thicke.
So what happened was that...
I can say this. Elle said, we were talking about our wedding the other day, right? Not that we're going to get married. We're just saying we're just like discussing weddings. And she said...
As we do.
She was actually like, oh... Do you know what my first dance would be? And I'm like, oh, what is it? I was thinking, you know, something like nice, like something like... She went, I would do it to Robin Thicke. I was like, what? No, you didn't even say that. You said I'd have Robin Thicke singing at my wedding. I was like, who would ever pick
that is
Robin
so random.
Thicke?
No. Because there's
just
a
get
song.
Alex Mitten and like, you basically got
that's
him.
So true, they look alike. So, yeah. Okay. No,
Throbbing Dick. Throbbing Dick.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's a song by Robin Thicke called Angel. You listen to
Robin,
it.
That's Robin. All I can hear him is going, hey, hey, hey. That's every single time.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
That's like the new Robin Thicke. They're all love songs.
Oh, yeah, because he's had a really long career, actually, Robin Thicke.
This like made him, you know,
He's like DJ Khaled. Like, DJ Khaled! You know, Robin Thicke just goes, hey, 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 before each one.
You're just jealous of him because he was with Emily Ratajkowski on it.
No, it wasn't. Who's coming for dinner tonight, honey? Hey, hey, hey. Oh, it's Robin Thicke. Here he comes. Oh, who is that?
Hey, hey, hey.
Okay.
You get the joke?
Yeah.
Okay,
we're good.
Fine.
Thank you.
It's a funny joke.
Yeah. So at school, what we used to do for fun. Wait, sorry, you were going to continue something and I cut you off. I'm so sorry. So
as usual.
You're so
did
Miley
you do that
Cyrus.
A lot?
Oh, Miley Cyrus, yeah. So we went around and stuck, like, well, not us, the older years, went into her office while she was gone and just like put blow up dolls, pictures of Miley Cyrus everywhere, replaced her face with Miley Cyrus's face on
classic
pictures.
Get out of town.
Yeah. And
mental. Yeah, you guys are crazy.
Savage.
Did you actually do that?
No, I didn't. I would have gotten my ass kicked.
But you were just
there was also a hierarchy thing at school, which I don't believe in and didn't get.
Were you at the top of it? That's,
No. Depending on what year you were in.
I don't believe in this hierarchy, but I'm very glad I'm at the top of it.
Yeah. This hierarchy
doesn't exist as far as I'm concerned. But can you take my lunch trays away?
No, but that's what we need to do to older years. And then when I got to the last year, I felt so bad that I didn't go by the rules, and that's why some of the girls hated me a lot, because I kind of...
You went against the rules.
Yep.
I remember when I was at school, we were at Radley, right? And we did this game, which is like a really dangerous game, so just don't follow in suit anyone. But we used to do this thing where we would stand against a wall, hyperventilate for like 30 seconds or a minute, and then your friend would press really hard on your chest and you'd basically black out.
Yeah.
And it was like a really
weird...
That's
fun.
Yeah, it was really weird
but
thing.
Actually, it's really, really dangerous and people died doing it the whole time. Yeah. It was crazy at our school as well.
It was crazy. And so our same year, it was a really weird
craze.
What
was it called? It's called like the laughing game or something like that.
I don't know what it was. Anyway,
and you basically just... you hyperventilate and like pass out. And
you pass out. It was so weird. Anyway, we got caught by our teacher doing this. And I remember that the funniest thing. We had a teacher called we're gonna cut it out again. I always say his name. Had our teacher who we were doing this in our common room. Anyway, I remember standing back watching and laughing, and they were doing it against the door, and suddenly, and we're pressing it against the wall like that, he's hyperventilating, and suddenly the door got opened up behind, so the boy was leaning against the door, right, being hyperventilating. The door got pressed open like that by our housemaster
while
he was hyperventilating against the door, and he looked in, like he put his head through the door to look in, and as it happened the boy stopped hyperventilating, so he pressed the chest on his chest, and the housemaster's head got squashed in the doorway, and I was going watching it all happen, and you could just see him, the housemaster, looking straight at me, and I was going, it's not me, like putting my hands up. Anyway, we got hugely told off, and he was like, you can't do that because of the dangers behind it, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, we broke the rules and we did it again,
and one guy died.
No one died, we buried the body, but the guy in my house, we did it to him, and he fell over and he got the worst carpet burns all over his face, because he fell onto his face and he got the worst carpet burns,
and it makes him like shake and stuff, right? It's really weird.
The whole thing was bizarre. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we did.
Were you ever
naughty? Do you ever have a boys over in your house?
We did, yeah. I used to have
your boyfriend over.
My boyfriend over, yeah.
He didn't stay the night,
no.
Oh, so it was just a in and out.
In and out.
Oh, okay. It's good to know.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Why are you asking that?
I don't know. I forget that she's my girlfriend now. But also, when we went to Harrow.
Oh, God.
We arrive at Harrow School to watch her brother play in a football game. And I'm a little bit nervous, you know. I've met her brother once. It's a big thing. I'm going back to a public school.
Wait, but you made it a point that you wanted to come with me.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, you don't push me to do anything. Mm. I mean, I wanted to do it.
He's the pushy one.
Yeah,
I'm the pushy one. We arrive back in there. We're driving into Harrow. And Elle goes, oh, wait. And I go, what? And he points and goes, I had sex in there. And I was like, oh, what you're talking about? Pointing at the chapel. I couldn't believe it.
No. It wasn't in the chapel. Remember?
Oh, where was it? On the altar. Where was it?
In the loo right next to
Classier. Sorry, thank God. It was in the loo.
What, at a social?
Wait.
It was in the public toilet outside.
I said that, felt extremely bad. And you were like, babe, don't worry. If you knew what I did in the past. And I was like, oh God, now that sounds really bad.
I didn't do anything that bad.
What did you do in the chapel?
I didn't do anything in the chat. I had sex.
But you did the same thing to me when we went to see your little brother at school. And as the train stopped, you're like, see right there, the bush right there? I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I had sex in there.
Yeah. See this chair we're sitting in? I've had sex in this chair. Yeah, I did. I had sex at Radley College train station on the bridge going in between. And then I got really, I almost had a panic attack because someone said there were cameras everywhere. And I thought, oh my God, that's not going to be good.
Are there any sex stories you'd like to share with us, Francis? From school?
No.
Too many. Nothing. Too many to count. How many do you want to talk about?
No stories to speak of.
Just Beaklaff. What?
What?
To speak of.
Oh, you said just Beaklaff. I thought you said Beaklaff.
You've got headphones with a microphone going right into your ears. How are you missing what I'm saying?
Okay, Al, we also got to discuss, because we are going out, we are in a relationship, and I do, and I love you very much. Okay.
Love you too.
Aww.
Yeah, it's true, I do, I love her very much. What is the best thing about going out with me, but what is also the worst thing about going out with me? We'll probably start with the worst.
Probably
the
really worst? Immature.
What do you, and be as completely honest as you want, what do you really dislike about going out with me? Or just me?
You can, I've told you this.
Oh, it's
can
quick, I, it's quick. Okay, fine, you got that quickly, so yeah. Store that in your head. What's the best thing about me?
Your honesty.
Okay. Yeah, it is true. Oh. No, it is true. I am
so the worst
honest.
Thing is that...
The best thing about me is I'm too honest. That's lame.
No, I don't think you can ever be too honest.
Very true.
So you're very honest from the beginning, and I think that's what made it work. You're also a people pleaser, which can be a good thing.
I thought
thing.
You were about to say something else.
What did you think I was going to... Just
a pee.
Penis?
No, you thought that. Yes, Al, you didn't have to spell it out for everyone. We all knew what he was talking about.
Everyone did.
You've made that joke since you met me.
Yeah. I mean, it's an easy joke. It's an easy joke to make.
Oh,
you
so know. Easy. It's so great. I'll take it. It's
but
fun.
Elle and I, you know, we've been on in our like past 4 months, because Francis, you know, I spend most weeks with you. You would probably think with Elle and I that we've been going out for like a long time, right? Because it's so sort of
10 years.
Yeah, it's definitely not 10 years, but it's we've had a lot of adventures together, and I think that our most recent adventure was one of our funniest, right?
New York.
We went to New York together.
Mm. I watched your stories.
It was a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun in New York.
And you missed the baseball.
Yeah, that's what we're going to say. So we went to New York to...
And you had a hot dog.
All of our listeners...
No, not even.
No?
No.
Oh. Elle, my beautiful girlfriend, as I'm obsessed with baseball, she decided to take me to New York, which was very exciting. And we went to go and watch the Yankees baseball team go play the New York Mets. So if you imagine a football team, it's like Newcastle United. No, it's like what? Man United versus Man City. That's the idea.
The local derby. Yeah.
Yeah, the local derby. And we went all the way. We're in Upper East Side in a place, staying in a hotel called the Park Hyatt Hotel. And we went all the way to the Bronx, which is, you know, it's like an hour, I would say. 40 minutes?
Yeah.
About 40 minutes. And it just rained, and the whole thing was rained off.
Oh,
mate, no. It was the biggest nightmare in the entire world. I couldn't believe it.
He was so upset. I took him to Pinkberry's to make him feel better.
No. Did it work?
Nothing made him... Pinkberry's.
Did it work?
No.
It's a frozen yogurt place.
I knew Pinkberry.
Yeah, but listeners might know. It was just a really annoying thing.
They have one at Westfield, guys. It's amazing. It's the best frozen yogurt.
Listen to this. This is the most shocking thing about the whole trip, okay?
I'm listening.
Okay. We had two facials. And
that is... ridiculous.
Yeah, we had two facials and two massages. All right? Couldn't believe this, how expensive this was. I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's an interesting thing to discuss. Two facials, two massages. What do you think the price of that would be if you go and do it normally? What would you think? What would you think you'd pay for something like that?
I don't know. £300 or £400?
Do you think £300 or £400?
For a facial, I don't know.
One facial?
Yeah, for one facial.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Well, that makes sense then. I would think like...
No, that is the price you pay for a good facial at a good hotel.
What? You can't.
Yeah, you can.
God, I was right on the money.
Okay, I would think if I was going to pay for a facial, I would think max, I would pay for a good place, I would pay £80.
Oh, you're not getting a good place.
Yeah, you're not getting to a good place.
What is that?
That explains it.
That explains the old little
what?
Thing going on.
No, there's no thing. Anyway, two facials, two massages came to
That's 50. A different type of facial altogether.
Oh, God.
You're talking about a bukkake or something, aren't you?
A what?
What
are you saying?
What's a bukkake?
Bukkake.
What's a bukkake?
There we go. What's a bukkake?
Go on, Jamie. What's a bukkake?
I think I know what he's about to say, but I don't want to say it.
Eloise, what do you think a bukkake is?
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to wait for you.
I will say, but if you had to, what do you think a bukkake is?
I know what it is.
What is it, baby?
I'm not saying it.
Why not?
Because I don't want to say it.
Okay, good. Let's just leave that then. But anyway, two facials, two massages, that came to the staggering price of $1,500. I couldn't believe it.
I guess that adds up.
But my dad had the same thing. Oh, not my dad. My stepdad had the same thing. He went to New York with my mum, and he's always gone on business, right? He always goes on business. And he went for the first time to New York as a tourist. And he had like a wonderful time when it's all the things. And he said, what we need to do to my mum is go to a Broadway play. That's what we need to do. And my mum said, well, which one should we go to? He said, well, I don't know. Let's ask the hotel. Phone the hotel concierge. And the concierge said, oh, sir, we've got these two ones. One is something else, but one is called Book of Mormons. Mm. And my stepdad was like, great, let's go to Book of Mormons. They said, okay, so we'll get you tickets for tonight. Went, yeah, we'll get seats. Yeah, fine. Sort it all out. They arrive, you know, at the theatre at 7 in the evening and they get greeted. And my stepdad was like, this is lovely, being greeted at the theatre. This is quite nice. Got taken to the seats, given a bottle of champagne, and they were like four rows back, like, this is lovely. This is, watch the show, amazing show, all finished. Guy comes at the end, picks them up, gives them another drink and takes them back. It's like, that was just fantastic. Great play, great service, all that kind of thing. Went to pay the bill, yeah, and realised when he looked at the receipt that the cost of the fact that he asked for the hotel to organise tickets was £2,500 to go and watch the Book of Mormon.
Oh my God.
He was like, sorry, I'm not paying this. He said, well, sir, that's our prices. He was like, you fucking joking.
Did you pay?
We had to. He'd done it. He'd been to the theatre.
Oh my God.
What a rip-off. Isn't that ridiculous?
I don't usually like to book things through hotels because that's what they do. I think they also get commission out of it.
Yeah, they do. Of course they do. And
I don't book anything.
So I was in New York a few weeks ago, and I was there over.
Hey, cool kid.
Yeah. So look at all of us go to New York.
What, jet setters. Yeah.
Can you do a New York accent?
New York.
That's quite good, actually.
Go on. What?
No, I do a Jordan accent from The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh yeah, go on then.
What, the Margot Robbie one?
Go on.
Oh, no, stop flexing your muscles, Jordan. You look like a fucking imbecile.
That's really good.
That is quite good. What is it? No, I take my daughter.
I told my daughter to go walk the dog while I was getting my coffee with water. What does she do? She forgets to feed the dog. So I have a dumb daughter, a dead dog, and no coffee with water.
What? Wow.
You're
That's
welcome.
So good.
Do your Brooklyn accent, Francis.
Brooklyn.
From, I'm from Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's quite good.
That's gonna go get a coffee. Gonna go get a coffee on Bedford Avenue.
Anyone ever does an accent, you always need that into it. So if it's
mine is Jordan.
Yours is Jordan. Yeah. If it's like Jamaican, everyone goes like, oh, beer can. They go, okay, now I'm into it. Or it's Scottish, it's like fish and chips.
Fish and chops.
French is
bonjour.
Baguette.
And then Brooklyn's always Brooklyn.
Yeah.
No, it's Brooklyn. It's Williams. Yeah. Williams. Hey, Vinny, get the Williams. That's what it is. Do your Brooklyn accent. Go.
I just did it.
We'll do it one more time. I liked it.
You know, if you're in Brooklyn, you know, you got to go check out this place called Maison Premier.
What is that?
It's an oyster bar.
It's an oyster bar.
That sounds more like Jersey.
Yeah.
Jersey Shore. But but I don't know. What I was going to say is, so I was staying in this hotel called The Wythe in Brooklyn. And as I was checking in, I look over and there's another guy called checking in, like right next to me. Guess who it was?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Idris Elba.
Was it?
Right next to me. I was like, oh, fuck it, it's Idris Elba. And anyway, so then we both go and get in the lift, and then he goes up to the floor. Well, he's basically the floor that I was meant to be staying on, but I was staying on the floor below. And then the next day, it was the football match, right? So England were playing, what was it? Croatia.
Semi-finals.
So, yeah, semi-finals.
We so like I'd been Croatia,
watching
we,
I'd been watching all of them all of the football matches at the bar right next to the Wythe Hotel. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll go watch it there. Anyway, my friend's like, oh no, do you want to come and watch it in Manhattan? So I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll go and watch it in Manhattan. Woke up. Anyway, as I was leaving, Idris Elba was leaving and going to watch it where I was watching it the other day. So
did
I was like,
say,
shit.
Did you say, hey, you want to Uber pool with me?
No, but it was right next door. So I was like, shit, should I just bail on my friend and go watch the England match with Idris Elba? So
that's just low. Like,
yeah, but I actually did it.
I would have done that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I know.
I would have done that. Even if it was my mum's birthday and I had the child, I would say like,
no,
oh, sorry,
no
mum, Idris
ways.
Is...
No,
and and probably thought I was a bit of a weirdo because I was kind of like, I kept looking at it. I was like, Idris Elba, I wonder if, you know. Because I was thinking about going and asking him if he'd like to record a bit for the podcast.
I always had that with, I always, when I was younger, I'd had it the whole time with different celebrities where I would like, I had it twice, once with Leonardo DiCaprio and once with David Beckham. Where I went into a club,
hardies.
I went into a club and I was like, well, of course they want to party with me. Why wouldn't they want to party with me? So I remember going into...
I'm on Main and Chelsea.
So I remember going into a club called One Oak in LA. I was with Josh Patterson, and who was also on Main Chelsea. We walked in there, and there was Leonardo DiCaprio with earplugs in his ear, dancing on a table. And Josh Patterson was going, "Oh my God, it's Leo, it's Leo, it's Leo." And I went, shut up. Because I thought if we made a scene, he wasn't going to invite us on his table.
You wanted to play cool dating game.
I thought for the entire evening, at any moment... he's going to come over. And the other thing happened to me, I think I told you this before, Francis, when with David Beckham, he went into a nightclub in London, and I was dancing on the next door table to him, and I was dancing at this, and in my head I was going, he's gonna ask me to come over to his table and hang out with him, because he wants to hang out with me. Anyway, I was dancing, being really all over the place, and the bouncer, he whispered to the bouncer, or his security guards looked at me, and I thought, well, this is the moment, here we go. And the bouncer or security guard looked at me and walked over towards me and gestured towards me, and I went, oh my God, it's actually happening, my dream's coming true.
And you got kicked
and
out.
He leant forward to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, Mr. Beckham said if you don't calm down, we're going to have to throw you out."
Really?
Oh my God. Yeah.
You thought you were the life and soul of the party.
Dude, I thought I had it. Thought I had it. And on that note, Francis...
I thought he was going to say, "You're making Mr. Beckham feel uncomfortable."
Yeah. Stop staring at him.
On that note, Francis, please, let's have the question of the week.
All right.
Do you know this, what we do, baby, here?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
What was ketchup used for in the 1830s? What was it sold as?
Fake blood. What was ketchup sold for in the... Sold as in the 1830s?
Yeah.
Okay, L, your turn first. Okay, you have to guess.
Some kind of medicine, maybe?
Medicine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Look at his face.
Okay, wait, my turn to guess.
I could be right.
My turn to guess. I reckon it's some kind of medicine.
You have to pick something else.
I reckon it's some kind of medicine as well. Fake blood.
Because I think of all the crap that's in ketchup.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, fine. I don't think it's medicine. What do I think?
There's a lot of crap in ketchup.
Okay.
Or catsup, as it's called by some.
Catsup. Cat food?
Catsup. No, catsup is ketchup. It's just a different brand.
No. I thought you said... Okay, never mind.
Catnip.
No, you thought I said cat soup.
I thought you said catnip.
Soup for cats.
Soup for cats.
No, I thought you said they called it cat soup.
Cat soup.
So chicken katsu. Delicious.
What's chicken katsu?
Chicken katsu curry.
It's like breaded chicken.
Wagamamas. Okay, what do I think? So ketchup, I think...
Ketchup.
I think it was used as Marmite in a coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, like Bovril was used.
But I still
think... Oh, like in water?
Yeah, in hot water ketchup.
Gross.
Hey, everyone, we'll see you in part two, where we're going to have the answer to the question of the week. Francis.
Are you reading your diary?
Yeah, I'm going to read my diary in part two.
And I've got a special surprise, a precious gift for both of you.
He says that to weird... This is what he says to all of his victims. I'm not even kidding you. I've got a precious gift for you.
No. I have something very special for you, for both of you.
He's going to show you Zelda's sword. Here we go. See you in part two, everyone.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.